Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with DebtKO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. DebtKO, free, impartial advice on all your debt.
Oscar Bevis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. I'm with Robert Smith, General Secretary from British Boxing Border Control. Robert, I just want to address last night. A great show in Peterborough and a show full of shocks. It was sort of a storm that came over Peterborough and a lot of unpredictability last night, but a lot of the attention will be around the scorecards from the main event, so I'm going to jump straight into that. No messing about. It's not a great look for British boxing.
Well, we'll obviously have a look at it. I obviously saw the scores last night. We'll go back and study the fight again. I mean, we are talking about the three people sitting closest to the ringside. I mean, I don't know what Sky was or television was saying, etc., but they are about 50 yards away in a box behind a screen. Everybody else is around the outside. The closest people to the ring are the judges. They've been doing it a long time. And what they see is what they see. I think the score, if you look at the main event particularly, we had one judge going one way big, one judge going the other way fairly big, and one judge very, very close. So it was one of those fights where a lot was happening on the inside. Obviously, Vasquez was doing the boxing, moving around the ring, etc. Bit of all of them a flat, if you can call it flash. It was a particularly average bout, really, and quite difficult to score. And, Vasquez was doing the moving and boxing, and Ritson was just walking forward, trying to get them down, trying to get them close and loading up. And there was quite a lot of shots thrown on the inside. But, as I say, people are upset about it. Fair enough. We'll go back and do what we think is the right thing.
We've heard before that judges will be held accountable by the board. And, I think, is this sort of a tipping point? Has it got to a point where fans don't really know what to expect, because have they been held accountable before and, do things have to change now?
Well, I don't see what you mean, really, to be honest with you. We maybe not stand up on a mountain and shout out what we do with these referees and judges, etc., but certainly they're liable to be called up before the board and face disciplinary action if it's deemed right. And in fact, in the past, referees have had their licence withdrawn and demoted into another category. So, it's now, 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. We got back to the hotel last night at, about 1:30 or something. I haven't really had much time to do anything about it, to be honest, and just give us a bit of time and I'm sure we'll do the right thing.
Yeah, because I'm not sure, on a personal note, I don't really buy the fact that a bad decision bad decisions in the sport will turn fans and potential fans away, but more the fact that, people have highlighted in the past, why go to Germany, why go to the States, are you going to get the nod? Will it stop fighters like Miguel Vasquez coming over here in the future if decisions like this are deemed to carry on?
But you keep seeing decisions like this. I mean, I've got to go back and have a look at it. I mean, I was doing this, collating the scores. I wasn't judging, I was collating the scores. And it was a particularly tricky fight. If you preferred the boxer, Vasquez was the man. If you preferred the person with all the pressure, Ritson was the man. So, there's nothing controversial about it. It was one of those fights that was quite difficult to judge, I think. Who are the people saying, social media? Well, I don't really care what social media is. I'm more interested in what the people who are there to do the job. TV, I obviously respect that, but they're not there to do the actual final job. So, people say we're not doing anything and, people won't come back. I hope they come back. We look after them very, very well. Is this a really bad decision because people on social media didn't like it or TV were against it? I don't think so. I'll take on board the opinions of people I respect and who've got knowledge of the sport, has been in the sport a long time. I won't take any notice of the people who's getting it or having a few beers and after 12 o'clock starts sending messages that really they have no qualifications to do. So I'm not really bothered about that. I'm bothered about the people who I know something about the sport, and I'll listen to that and we'll take it from there, as simple as that.
And of course, one thing it does highlight, it's quite relenting. I mean, one of the judges was seen to potentially be on some form of mobile device, what looked like a phone. We can't tell for sure, but it did certainly look like a mobile. Again, that's from a look perspective, I can imagine for the ball, that's something disappointing to see as well. And I can imagine that's something that's going to require immediate action.
Yeah, I've been made aware of that. You can't tell whether it's a phone or not, but I don't know what it is, and I've got to find out. And obviously, yes, that is a slap on the cheek.
Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with DebtKO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. Debt KO, free, impartial advice on all your debt.